I never did see one that didn't have pigs.
Do you ever speak of a guilt?
Guilt. Uh-huh. A guilt is one before she gets old enough to have pigs. Guilt is before she gets old enough to have pigs.
Uh-huh. What about the male?
He's called a boar.
Okay. And suppose you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you were going to do to him?
I'm going to work on him.
Okay. Would you use that? Huh?
Lacerate him, I think's what it's called, isn't it?
Okay. Any other word you might use? Would you use that same word if you're talking about, say, a calf?
Yes.
What about a tomcat?
Well, they people that carry their cats to the veterinarians and have that done, but
uh-huh.
I don't know what they call it, but uh-huh. they carry it to the veterinarian and have that done, all uh-huh. right.
What do you call, after this has been done to a pig, what do you call the pig? He's not a boar, he's a...
Hadn't thought of that in so long, I can't tell you.
You say barra or bar?
Bar pig, maybe. B-A-R, bar. I mean, that's what okay. they call a bar.
And was that word boar nice to use when you were growing up?
No.
What would you say?
I don't know what I said, but just left it off. I didn't say it.
Uh-huh. Or would you call it the same thing now? If a hog that's been worked on, if he was worked on when he was young, or if they waited till he was old?
Well, it would still be, I guess he'd still be a bar.
Okay. And, you know, hogs have these stiff hairs on their back.
Yes, I know it.
What do you call those hairs?
Is it bristle?
Okay. And those big teeth?
Touches.
Okay. And do you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Okay.
And they're strictly wild hogs.
Uh-huh.
They were strictly wild hogs. Men could hardly catch them. They usually had to shoot them. They was wild. They'd run and hide. They told me I was scared of a wild hog myself when I was a child. But they said whenever you heard of a wild hog, they're strictly wild.
The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned. You'd say the calf began to...
You know, the calf, well, I call it Sook, the mother. And whenever she gets tired of that, she begin to kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
And she won't let it come to her. She won't let it get its dinner all. And that calf have to be weaned then. It's mm-hmm. weaned. It's, she don't let it get its dinner anymore. She let it know to stay away from her, or she'd kick it mm-hmm. down.
What noise does a calf make during that time when it's being weaned?
Ask the question again.
The noise that a calf makes.
Oh, it bleats.
Okay.
It bawls.
What about the noise that a cow makes when her calf's taken away from her?
She usually moo. Uh-huh. She low and low and low. I call it low, moo.
The same thing?
Yes, moo.
Is that
and low.
That loud noise?
Yes, that's that. You can hear one across town. You hear a cow mooing a long, long ways whenever uh-huh. they, you know, go out loud.
Uh-huh.
If you stay here till dark, you'd be more likely to get on the outside and hear some of my neighbor's cows
mm-hmm.
coming up lowing. Every evening I hear a cow, mm-hmm. some this way, well, some in that practically every yeah. direction.
What about the gentle noise that maybe around feeding time she might
That's
make?
What they do. They call for their feed. That's the way they let people know they're ready for the feed. They low.
Uh-huh.